Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing this month?
I'm doing good. The great word is warm up, and I'm smiling.
We just wrapped a movie this past weekend that really needed cold and snow, and now that they're gone, I'm happy to see it warm up. We just finished a little movie out in East Aurora called Small Town Prince. And a famous sort of director, producer, and writer of the script, a guy by the name of Fred Olin Ray, came to town in hopes to get snow, and boy, did he get it, that's for sure. So he came from L.A. I was telling somebody earlier today that he got on a plane. It was 88 degrees at Los Angeles Airport, and when he stepped off the plane here, it was minus 23 wind chill. So he really got a snootful, for sure.
Hey, you want the real thing, man? Come to Buffalo.
That's it. You really couldn't pick a better setting for this movie, but you also couldn't pick a more cooperative town. It all started with a phone call out to the Chamber of Commerce out there, Gary Grote, who's the executive director, and he got the ball rolling with the merchants and the residents. And then, of course, the mayor and Senator Gallivan out in Elma there, you know, they've got the government piece all pinned down. And they hung all the Christmas decorations up along Main Street again. The merchants did and the town did. So it was really, really pretty good.
So can we say that East Aurora had a positive financial effect from this as well?
Yeah. In fact, a lot of the out-of-town crew really spent a lot of money there. We're hearing all kinds of reports, anecdotal, of course, from merchants that say, people were buying gifts to take home. They were buying sponge candy. That seemed to be the big novelty, I guess, for a lot of these folks. And the restaurants were full out there, but with crew who worked all day and needed somewhere to grab a late night meal. So it was really, really a positive economic impact to the town and the village out there.
And when do we tentatively expect to see this?
Well, this film has a theatrical release slated for the end of the year before Christmas of 2015, so probably somewhere around Thanksgiving, I think.
Okay. Why did I think it was a TV film?
Well, I think this could end up on TV, but, these things have a life of their own, and right now they're telling us that it is a theatrical release. But, you know, that could change at any moment.
Mm-hmm. Now, we usually find ourselves in a situation where you tantalize our audience with stories about films that you can't fully describe, but this one, we've got a new one coming up here, and you can tell us about it.
Yeah, in fact, they just started yesterday. It's a movie called Winter's Dream. And it's produced by a Rochester native, Robert Beaumont. He and his co-producer, Paul Sidhu, are in town. And it's a Joey Curtis movie. He's directing it, and he's writing it, and he wrote it, rather. And they're shooting a lot of the scenes along Lake Erie's shore, toward Angola, Hamburg, and so forth. And again, this is another Los Angeles-based movie company that found good things here in Western New York.
And they are underway right now.
They are, yeah. Like I said, they did start yesterday, and they're moving, I think, for 14 days in a row. So they don't even take a day off. They're shooting 12-hour days, and they're getting a lot of activity here. And again, mostly it's sort of that barren tundra sort of look that Lake Erie presents this time of year. They shot most of the movie already in Los Angeles, the interior scenes and stuff on a set there, on a soundstage. And then, of course, they came up here for our weather.
Who'da thunk?
Who'da thunk it?
Who'da
yeah.
thunk of this stuff? Well, that kind of wraps it up for this week, Tim, or this month, I should say. Thanks very much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners this morning.
All right. Thank you. I'm Pat Feldball, and this is WBFO's Press Pass.